This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, big day, big hour, big moment coming up. Are we taking the show to Dublin? Now, I didn't say Ireland. It could be Dublin, Ohio.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not quite sure.
Oh, if you do that, that's just wrong.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. We'll check in with a big German. He is in Dublin. This was a site survey for those in the business. We sent the big German over for a site survey. And I said, look for a building that says Ireland, speaks Dublin, and maybe we could take our show over there for three shows, and we'd go see Notre Dame and Navy. By the way, Navy is a 20-point underdog against Notre Dame at the end of August. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning. Those watching on Peacock and our great radio partners, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. The final hour poll question is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, we just put up there, are you more afraid of heights or the ocean? And right now, 58% of the audience are more scared of heights.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I would say I'm both, 100% both. If I had to pick, I would say more nervous about the ocean.
You know what? You forget about how powerful the ocean is.
Oh,
when you're standing,
yes.
Sometimes, if you ever got caught a little bit, and you're trying to swim in, and you're like, dang, this is taking a little longer than maybe it should.
Or you get one of those waves.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, did that hurt?
Yeah.
When you get knocked down to the ocean floor.
And you can't tell which way is up or down because you're sort of tumbling through the wave.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So final hour coming up. The NFL coach is already on the hot seat. We'll have that for you coming up. Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network will join us. I'm declaring June NFL coaching hot seat month, at least the end of June here. And I'm thinking one of those coaches is the guy who just got extended in Buffalo and Sean McDermott. I feel like it's AFC title game or bust for him because it feels like they're not as impressive, dominating, forceful, the team or one of the two teams to beat. But it feels like there's a lot at stake there. But they did extend him, I think, to 2027, which I was surprised at. I think it kind of came out of nowhere. Almost felt like, hey, this Stephon Diggs thing is dominating the headlines. How about something else to talk about? How about Sean McDermott getting a contract extension? All right, we'll have that for you coming up here in a little bit. College World Series, congratulations to LSU. So that is four consecutive national champions from the SEC, LSU joining Mississippi, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt. All right, big moment here. We go live to Dublin, and I almost called him Dumplin. We go live to Dumplin on the streets of Dublin. He's the big German who's there, site survey. He joins us now from the streets of Dublin. Recap the last 2 days, the site survey. Where are you right now, by the way, Eric? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, it froze up.
Happening?
After the break.
Oh, no.
It's a nice picture.
It is. Okay, you're back. Okay, that wasn't a good sign. If we're trying to do a show over there, we can't even do a live report. Let's go out to the big German on the streets of Dublin. Where are you right now?
I'm joining you from Temple Bar. Longtime employee, first time Zoomer. Okay. 6'1", more than I'd like to admit.
Okay, recap the last 2 days, site survey, Dan Patrick Show, doing our program over there.
Lots of Guinness, obviously. Walking around, I found lots of buildings, lots of options. Trying to find something centrally located, but not too central. I don't know if you remember Miami, but we've got something perfectly central right next to the fire station. So we're going to try to avoid that here.
Okay, we had that in Miami. Yeah, we had that in Miami. So do we have a place?
We have several options.
No. Do we have a place to do the show that you're comfortable with your reputation on the line?
As Todd would say, who wouldn't want to have a place with my reputation on the line?
Will you answer the question?
Yes, we have.
Yeah!
We have
a place. All right. That's it, Eric. We just wanted to let people know we're coming over and see if they care about this. There's a lot of people behind you.
No.
We don't need man on the street here. No, we don't need that.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me. Do you know who Dan Patrick is?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
So we have a place, that means we're going?
I'm here. I'm not leaving, by the way. I'll see you guys. Well
done. Okay. But we're going to be in the Temple Bar area, or can you give us an idea just in case anybody happens to be going over there for the Notre Dame Navy game?
So there's a street. I don't know if it's Dame Street or Dom Street, but either way, it's spelled D-A-M-E. And for the weekend in August, during the right before the game, that's going to be Notre Dame Street. And our set is going to be very close to that.
Okay. How close is the nearest pub to where our show is going to be?
Once you get on the ground level, we are sub 45 seconds to a bar.
Can you get any closer than 45 seconds for me?
I looked at a few bars to tape from the inside.
Yeah.
Without getting too deep in the weeds, technically it's pretty difficult to do a live 3-hour broadcast across the pond from a bar. So I think we're going to be in something a little more with a little more infrastructure, but very close to a bar.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we could build a bar on the set.
Oh, I like that because we have a new whiskey sponsor. Keeper's right. Heart. Yeah, we have a new whiskey sponsor, so that'd be nice. All right, Eric. Well, thank you. And you have the rest of the day off, and then we'll see you when you come back home. Great work by you. How about a round of applause?
Yeah, big German.
Big German there.
Do well.
Yeah.
Cheers, lads.
Yes. Oh, cheers, lads.
Yeah, lads. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. So there you go. It's official now.
Wow.
We're going to Dublin at the end of August.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God.
This is 3 years in the making. Didn't this start with Will Ferrell?
We talked about it a few years ago, and there was an announcement about a Notre Dame game in Dublin.
And I think we're just speaking out loud, that'd be great to take the show over there.
Yeah, and then a couple weeks later, we had Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and the actor, great actor, and we happened to have him on the show, and Will called in when Jason Sudeikis was on the air to kind of jump in on this.
Do we have that?
I think we could find it.
Could we find that, Marvin? See if you could find that when Will called in. Okay, now, do I reach out to Will Ferrell?
Or we
just as a courtesy.
Or do you play coy?
Oh, well.
Because the obvious move is to ring Will Ferrell up real quick.
Well, what if he finds out about this and that we're going and he's the one that was helping with the idea 3 years ago?
Because if he's serious about going, then and then you don't tell him, he's gonna hurt his feelings. He's gonna be like, "What the heck? I thought that this was our thing."
He is shooting a movie in Atlanta with Reese Witherspoon.
Fun.
She can come.
You know what? Maybe I'll text him. Maybe I'll just say, hey, by the way, in case you hear about this, we were thinking about going to Dublin. Because I don't want to put pressure on him because he's shooting a movie. Trying to figure out what would be... What's politically correct here with Will Ferrell? Because he was part of the momentum of this a couple of years ago. Yes, Paul.
He often listens to the show.
I know, but he's in Atlanta. He might be on the movie set right
Will,
now.
You're totally welcome to come to Dublin with us.
Yeah.
You get the fake invite.
Yeah, that didn't sound like...
We don't want to seem too anxious.
Okay, what's worse? How we're going to invite him or how he's going to say no? but he does a lot. He's always busy. Like, can you take 4 or 5 days to come over? Because he wanted to be a Danette. He just wanted to be on the show. Yes, Todd.
No, the text is the way to go. This way he can, at his leisure, check his phone. You extend the invitation. There's no guilt about, you know, hoping that he found out somehow because we just announced it. He's got to hear it from you is the way to go.
From me or you?
I think you, the host of the show, you need to personally let him know that this has officially happened.
Okay. All right.
Because, I mean, I could tell him, but he's going to be like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. No, he knows who the Danettes are.
Oh, yeah. That's
he knows. Yeah, he knows. Okay. I'm going to wait a day, and then maybe word gets to him, and then maybe he'll say, hey, don't forget about me. Maybe he'll make it easier for me. Yes, Paul.
Now, we're getting that sound of Will on the show from a couple of years ago, but I remember him saying something like, you know who else would want to go? Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's big Irish guy.
Yeah.
I think he's been there before and loves it. Paul Rudd, open invite.
Okay. All right.
He seems busy, too.
But then Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, kind of said that he was in.
He was in on it.
Yeah, we have to find that audio clip. Yes.
We just got a tweet from James in Oklahoma saying, why am I so excited other people are going to Ireland?
Yeah. Well, that you live vicariously through us. And that's what we're going to be taking you with us, whether you can go with us or not. Tyler in Michigan. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind today?
6'2", 230
All right.
So I'm headed over. Thank you. Headed to Europe for the Open Championship, and we're stopping in Paris, Amsterdam, London, Liverpool, Dublin at the end.
Okay.
So any recs you guys have, and suck it, James. I'm going to Dublin, baby. You're not.
All right. I have recommendations, but it's a lot of different places to go to. Yes, Pauline.
Dan, this goes back, this clip from...
we have this, Will Ferrell?
February 19th, 2016. Jason Sudeikis, the actor, was on the show.
Wait, it's been 7 years that we've talked about this?
Yeah, I got this, from 2016. Jason Sudeikis promoting this sports movie he did, and he was in the middle of an interview with Jason Sudeikis, and all of a sudden, Will called in.
All right, here's Will Ferrell, Jason Sudeikis.
Dan, I just want, you were talking about doing shows in Ireland yesterday?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I just was calling in to say, if you guys do shows in Dublin, I'll fly myself out there to be a guest.
This seems like an email.
Okay. It probably could have been an email. Probably could have been a text, but I just had to call.
I've always said, right. Will Ferrell, a gentleman first. You know,
right.
he'd rather do it, you know, voice to voice, face to face.
I'd rather do it the old fashioned way than, you know, through the social media, through all this stuff. So I'm old school that way. And anyway, I'll let you guys get back to what you were talking about.
Well, Jason has to go. He's on a schedule there.
Oh, you're on a schedule? Okay.
Yeah, like he's promoting a movie.
Yeah, not myself. You know?
So,
and I'm doing
Will, could you stay on hold for a moment here? I just want to say goodbye to Jason and wish him good luck with the movie.
Okay. Jason, good luck. Is it opening this weekend?
Yeah, it opens today.
Well, look out for Zoolander. If you're hearing footsteps, it's from Mugatu, okay?
Jason, thank you for joining us, and good luck with the movie.
Absolutely. And Will, very nice to chat with you again.
Great to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, and for real, Dan, if that Dublin stuff is going down, I wouldn't mind a piece of that either.
You're in.
I love their cereal.
Yes.
Love their cereal over there.
We're,
Thank you, Jason. That's Jason Sudeikis. The movie is Race. It's in theaters, starts today.
It looks great.
I'd love to have you join us in Dublin if that's something that you think you could fit into your schedule.
So if I, because I'm listening yesterday and I'm hearing, you know, listening to you guys think out loud, and I love the idea of broadcasting from the Guinness factory.
Yeah.
And so I'm just throwing my hat in the ring. If you guys do make that decision to go over there, I will come on as a guest. If you don't want me, I'll just sit on the sideline. But I'll just be in the area.
How about you co-host with me?
Great.
So that's 7 years ago. God, I can't believe it's been that long. All right, well, I got to reach out to Will, and do it in a way that I don't make him feel guilty. Like, hey, you asked for this 7 years ago. Are you in with this? Maybe he'll hear about it, and then he'll say, hey, don't forget about me. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, but if he hears about it before you tell him, I don't think you play that game.
Okay, so you want me to be proactive?
I think you text him as soon as possible and say, we just announced this on the show, and I want you to be the first to hear it.
We'll take a break. Take a break. I'll text him and see if I hear from him. Yes, Hugh.
What if he tried to be a little more like casual about it? Be like, hey, you ever been to Dublin looking for some food wrecks?
Wait, and I say that to Will?
Yeah. No, and then I'll be like, you're doing that trip. Oh, yeah, we're finally doing that. No, is that too?
I think that that's saying, hey.
Oh, I'm going. I don't want you to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That's not the way to play it at all.
Yeah, no.
That's a terrible way.
I have to say, hey, today's your lucky day. It's going to happen in August. Hope you can still join us. Like, I have to be excited that we're thinking about him. That's 7 years ago. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at Will Ferrell's IMDb. He's got like 7 things in development.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to be busy.
But he might be busy, but I'd rather give that welcoming invitation. Like, we do want him to go.
I heard he spends the summer in like Finland or Norway.
Sweden. Yes, Todd.
How are producers and directors okay with one of their stars leaving for a few days to go to another country and then come back and resume shooting?
He can bring Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
You know, she's divorced.
Oh.
Yeah. She got divorced.
I know.
Yeah.
She would love to hang out with a bunch of sloppy guys like us. She'd go back to her husband.
How about we take a break? We'll talk some football coming up. I'll send a text to Will Ferrell. We did it, guys. We finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dublin. We're doubling down.
Oh, okay.
Todd has entered the chat.
7 years ago. 7 years in the making, going to Dublin. People said it wouldn't happen. People said it shouldn't happen. But it did. Let's take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Year 5 of the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, Full Sail University. And the program has come to life. Our students are out there getting jobs, and it's been the honor of a lifetime. But I'm really fortunate because I have great people on the staff, great teachers. They have experience. They've been in the business. And that starts with Gus Ramsey, my longtime producer from ESPN. And he's there every single day. The students are getting hands-on experience, practical experience, in front of the camera, behind the camera. When they graduate, they're ready for a job. We have grads working all over the country, L.A., Philly, big markets, small markets, but on camera. And your degree is in sportscasting. At Full Sail University, you can earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time. It could be 20 months, or you can choose to earn your degree online, or Full Sail's campus. Beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. That's fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Well, I sent the text message to Will Ferrell. I said, we're going to Ireland, and we'd love to have you join us. It's been 7 years in the making, and I didn't hear back yet. But, still got plenty of time. It's at the end of August. Yes, Eden.
You didn't get the, like, three dots thing?
No, no.
And then it stopped?
No.
And then it starts again and then stopped? That's the worst.
I hate that. When you're waiting for somebody to respond, and then you get the...
Because you know that they saw it.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, it goes away, and you go, wait a minute. And then you send it back. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Tom Pelissero on loan from NFL Network and co-hosting Good Morning Football, joining us here. A couple of things I wanted to talk to you about. I know it's kind of quiet in June for the NFL, but I was wondering, when Sean McDermott got his contract extension, the first thing I thought was, this is a guy who could get fired if they don't go to the AFC title game, it feels like, this year. Am I making more out of this with Sean McDermott than I should be?
I think that those extensions, which really were done, from my understanding, quite a while ago, it wasn't something that just happened after the Stephon Diggs thing. This were, you know, a lot of times they want to get the GM and the head coach done at the same time. So if one contract's done early, they don't announce anything until, you know, you get later on to the offseason. With Sean McDermott and the Bills, I think that there's a lot of the national narrative seems to be missing the circumstances of last season. I mean, they've built a stable program in a place that did not have a winning culture for a long time previous to that. You go back to the end of October last season, the Bills are 6-1. They had beaten the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. From that point forward, the following week, first week of November, Josh Allen messes up his elbow, and he was not right for months. He was wearing a brace for a while. That altered his mechanics. He finally shed it toward the end of the year and was throwing the ball again, but he really had to work through it, and it was a significant injury. Von Miller tears his ACL. You had the game that was moved at the last minute to Detroit. That was one of their home games. They played three games away from home in a 12-day span. You had the DeMar Hamlin situation that right before – you know, the beginning of the playoffs, because that was, I believe, a week 17 game, and that upended everything, created all these different questions. And of course, also, I mean, the Bills are the first team in modern NFL history that had to watch one of their teammates literally die on the field and come back to life. And there were other circumstances throughout the course of the season. You go back to training camp, Dalton Knox's brother tragically passed away. Kim Pegula, the owner, had a heart condition. She has not returned to the team, and she was really omnipresent with that building. Listen, everybody's got adversity. Everybody's got injuries. But the number of things that happened to the Bills, particularly in the second half of this season, I don't think should be discounted because, okay. You know, mentally, physically, emotionally, it really did take a toll on that team. You're hoping now, if you're in on Josh Allen's going to have a healthy elbow and they're going to be not have any type of tragedies happen to them through the course of the season, maybe this team's going to be pretty good. I don't not get the sense at all that Sean McDermott is on the hot seat in Buffalo. Obviously, there's a lot of different things that can happen, but I think that you have to take the context of last season with, you know, when you're talking about evaluating the future in Buffalo.
Brandon Staley, Mike McCarthy, those seats warm?
Depends how they play. I mean, in Dallas, I think that there's always, I mean, listen, if the Cowboys lose in week one, there's going to be people talking about should they blow it up and should they make major changes. That's the nature of being with the Cowboys. You know, what I think is interesting with them is Jerry Jones is 80 years old. We know how desperately Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl. Yet you look at the things that they've done since Mike McCarthy's gotten there, they haven't made desperate type of moves. They haven't gone all in on a single season. They're building through the draft, which McCarthy believes in, and then supplementing with low risk types of moves. You know, the Brandon Cooks trade cost them virtually nothing. The Stephon Gilmore trade was for a fifth round conditional pick. You add some of those guys, but that program is built through, you know, it's going to be Micah Parsons and it's going to be Trayvon Diggs. It's going to be CeeDee Lamb and obviously Dak Prescott. And they want to get a deal done with Tony Pollard. You know, those are who you're building through here. So I think that, you know, externally, while I understand that there's always that heightened level of angst or speculation, whatever you want to call it in Dallas, everything I've heard, I mean, Jerry is a believer in what Mike McCarthy is building there. Now, McCarthy obviously takes a lot on his shoulders here because he's now calling the plays. Kellen Moore's moved on to the Chargers. So that's one more way that things are going to be directed at Mike if this doesn't go right. But, you know, Mike's had a lot of success as a play caller within the league. They're going to do some things differently schematically and philosophically, even though they're still working in the language that Dak is used to here. So obviously, if things don't go well, I think the public look at the Cowboys is going to be different than what's happening internally. It just depends how this season goes. And then with regard to the Chargers, you know, Brandon Staley's in the third year of his contract. They have been, you know, a productive football team, particularly on offense over his first couple of years. And he made the bold move of picking up Kellen Moore, who became available because it became apparent in Dallas that they were going to make some changes there. They really think that that's going to unlock some things with Justin Herbert. I think inevitably when you've got a really good young quarterback and you've got the amount of talent that the Chargers have on the team, results are going to drive a lot of different things here. But the Chargers have also not made a habit of firing coaches with money left on their contracts. And there's a belief level in Brandon Staley. I mean, they remade some things in this offseason. They entrusted him to make the change with the offensive coordinator. They're believers in what they potentially can be from a personnel perspective as well, because, and I hate to make it sound like we're making excuses for all these teams, because again, everybody's got injuries, but they won a bunch of games last year where Justin Herbert was doing it almost entirely on his own. He didn't have his left tackle, Rashawn Slater, for almost the entire season. It seemed like they never had all three of their wide receivers together at the same time. Defensively, Joey Bosa missed time. Derwin James missed some time. J.C. Jackson was their big scorer in free agency. He didn't really play the entire season. They're set up. I think that they're the team that nobody's really talking about here. And I got a chance to talk to Brandon Staley about a week ago here. You know, he's very confident in what they've built. They thought that they had a really good draft. They built a basketball team in that wide receiver room. I think they're going to be a really fun team to watch because Kellen Moore's had some really productive offenses. And I think that we all as football fans like to see Justin Herbert throwing it all over the place.
Boy, leave it to Tom Pelissero to let the air out of this segment where I thought we might have coaches on the hot seat. is there any coach who's on the hot seat going into this season?
I mean, I think that, you know, inevitably the coaches, I always look at it this way. If a coach is going into year three and they've not won a playoff game, then you can fairly say that there's going to be speculation about their job, right? Because not many guys get an opportunity if they don't win a playoff game for 3 years to come back for year four. So Brandon Staley would fall into that category. Okay. Mike McCarthy fell into that category the year before. I think Sean McDermott's in a different spot just because they have won as consistently as they have. Yeah, you want to get to the mountaintop here, but you know, there's always a degree of randomness and even luck that comes winning the Super Bowl. You know, you have to get into the playoffs every year. You got to build the strongest roster possible. But sometimes, you know, your starting quarterback has an elbow injury. It impacts him down the stretch. Sometimes, you know, various circumstances can put you not at 100% going into the playoffs. The fact that Buffalo has been there over and over, I think, puts him in a good spot. Just like in Dallas. Again, I understand where people, you know, take aim at Mike McCarthy here, but you know, what have they done? The COVID year in 2020, it's really hard to really establish a culture there. That was a struggle. They didn't have the right defensive coordinator. They brought in Dan Quinn and things turned around. 2021, they get in the playoffs. 2022, they win a playoff game. If they don't take that next step and get to the divisional playoffs or get to the conference championship game, then I think it's natural for anybody, including Jerry Jones, to say, okay, are we doing the right things here? But there's a belief level with Jerry and Mike that's at a higher level than I think a lot of people externally realize in Dallas.
I know that the NFL and HBO don't want to hold a team hostage, but it feels like they're pretty close to holding the Jets hostage for Hard Knocks here.
I mean, objectively, is there anyone who doesn't work for the Jets, who doesn't want to see the Jets on Hard Knocks? Like, in the end, if there's not a team just raising their hand to go, we absolutely want to do it, if you got to, you know, nudge somebody into doing it, the Jets are the natural team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is obviously a fascinating story, but, you know, so is Robert Saleh. They got a lot of bright young players on that team. They got some big personalities in that building, guys like Nathaniel Hackett, who, you know, is certainly going to be motivated to show, you know, how smart of a coach he is, which is something that Aaron Rodgers has said repeatedly, even when Hackett was going through his struggles last year in Denver. You know, the Commanders, you can make a case for them too, because they're going to have, you know, you want to talk about coaches on the hot seat. I think Ron Rivera, naturally, with a new ownership group coming in, he's been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's going to be somebody who you look, if they don't make the playoffs here, yeah, his job is potentially going to be in doubt. But they've got, so they got that. They've got a potential quarterback competition because Sam Howell still has to hold off Jacoby Brissett. You got the Chase Young situation that's playing out there as well. The team is being sold. All those things, I think, make them a compelling case too. But it's hard to beat the Jets for drama. So unless there's a firm, if you want us to do this, you're going to catch a lot of hell because of it from us for however many years to come. I just think that the Jets are the logical fit, but we'll see how it all nets out.
But you know what would be great? If they did Hard Knocks on the Jets and the Jets openly didn't want to accommodate them, that's part of the HBO Hard Knocks, is the Jets don't want to be on Hard Knocks, but they're still trying to film all of this stuff. So you almost get that, you know, tension, animosity towards the camera crews and every, you know, maybe make interesting.
Right. The teams also get the final cut on these things. I mean, they get to see the show before it airs. They can say, we need to take things out. If you get a team that's not volunteering for it, that doesn't necessarily want to be on the show, then maybe you're not getting as good of stuff as, for instance, we got last year with Detroit, which really did run at the ball because they wanted to show off that Dan Campbell is a lot. There's a lot more to that guy than one soundbite from a press conference 2.5 years ago. And I think that he showed that both on the show and based on what they did in the second half of last season on the field.
Is Trey Lance further away to being an NFL quarterback or closer to being an NFL quarterback?
It's always complicated with Trey Lance, because even when he was coming out of college at North Dakota State, the people who had doubts about Trey Lance would just say he started, I want to say it was 15 games total in college, and he averaged like 22 passes or something like that over those games. He played one game during the COVID season. It was not a very good game, and all the issues about, you know, ball placement, accuracy, those kind of popped up a little bit in that game, and then we just haven't seen him. You know, the biggest thing was he needed to play football. He needed to get reps, because everybody loves Trey Lance as a guy. From everything that I've heard, he attacks it there. He studies. He's picked up the offense quickly. But the two knocks on him have been, it's the injuries and it's accuracy. Well, he has been injured, and because of those injuries, he's not been able to get the reps to work on the accuracy. So I don't know what Trey Lance is, and I don't think the 49ers ultimately know what he can be either, and neither does anybody else within the league. That's where, you know, there's certainly still a possibility that Trey Lance could be traded. They're going to want to get, you know, down the line here and see what Brock Purdy has going on. They're going to want to see Sam Darnold. They're probably going to want to see, does anybody get hurt during training camp? Because if there's any team that should have a healthy level of paranoia about injuries at the quarterback position, it's San Francisco. But what are you getting for Trey Lance right now? Yeah. You traded multiple first-round picks to go up and get him a couple of years ago. There's no tape to show, hey, this is a guy who we think should be a starting quarterback someplace. So it's a difficult type of calculus there. I would anticipate that Brock Purdy is the starting quarterback for the 49ers. Everything that I have heard on Brock Purdy, his rehab since that internal brace surgery has been positive to this point. He went down to Jacksonville yesterday. He's working out with Will Hewlett and Tom Gormley on some mechanical things. You wouldn't be doing that for a couple of weeks in June and July if you were worried about, you know, taxing your arm and things like that. There's still a process he's got to go through here, but every expectation right now for the 49ers and for Brock Purdy that he's out there ready to go for the season.
Finish this sentence. If the Arizona Cardinals end up with the worst record in football,
it's probably the best thing that can happen to them based on where they are at from a team building perspective. Listen, we all know what's going on in the draft next year. You got Caleb Williams. You got Drake May. You have other quarterbacks who potentially can play their way into that conversation as we get through the 2023 season here. And the Cardinals are at a point where you've got a new regime there. Jonathan Gannon and Monty Ossenfort, a quarterback they didn't draft in Kyler Murray, and a quarterback who's not going to be out there at the start of the season, in all likelihood, because he's coming off of the torn ACL. They will be in position to draft a quarterback. That would mean moving on, obviously, from Kyler Murray. His contract is very tradable. It would have been tradable even if they had wanted to trade him prior to this season. But with an injury, nobody's going to trade for a quarterback who's coming off of that level of an injury and is probably going to miss the majority of this season. Now, I'll also say the new regime has wrapped their arms around Kyler Murray. We saw the photos of them, you know, took the plane and went to his statue unveiling at Oklahoma. Everything that I've heard is that he's been in the meetings and he's been active and the new coaching staff, you know, likes him. But again, you're going to own potentially a really high pick in the 2024 draft, and you've got that once in a lifetime type of opportunity to go take the quarterback that you want. Also, don't forget, I thought it was really interesting how Monty Ossenfort proceeded through the 2023 draft, his first in charge. It was very much motivated by getting additional picks next year. So they got a one in 2024. I believe they have two extra twos in 2024. So even if they win some games, which, listen, Jonathan Gannon, his personality, The T word is not going to come out of his mouth. He's still going to go into this like, we're going to try to make the best of this thing and go try and win some games. But even if you somehow win 5-6 games there and you drop and you don't have the number one pick, they've got as much ammunition as anybody to go up and get one of those quarterbacks if they want to. I think one of the really interesting storylines this season, Dan, will be when Kyler Murray is cleared, whether that's October, November, December, depending, you know, on the severity of his injury and when exactly he's ready. How soon do they put him out there? How much of Kyler Murray do they want to see on the field, especially knowing that maybe that's the guy who wins you a game or two that maybe costs you in draft position as well, and then you also run the risk of him getting hurt. It's a really interesting thing there. I know that staff is really focused on, you know, establishing their culture and things like that, but you're right to bring that up. I mean, there's a decent chance that they're going to have a really high pick here, and they're going to have to make an evaluation at the quarterback position.
Thanks for taking time, Tom. We appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider and co-hosting Good Morning Football this week. Yeah, the Arizona situation is not going to go away because Kyler Murray's not going to be playing. I don't think they're going to be good. I think Vegas has them as the worst team in football. You got two first-round picks, and you got the Texans, and then you have yours. The Texans, I don't know how much better they're going to be. Can't be much worse, but you're going to get probably two top five picks. And then you're going to have to look at Caleb Williams or Drake May and say, do we want to reset the clock? And the answer is yes. The question is, how much money are you going to owe Kyler Murray? And is the team going to be willing to trade for him? Because you have to have a specific offense for him. And how many teams are willing to adjust their offense, change their offense, be adaptable to Kyler Murray? And I think you got to factor that in as well. All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll return after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We are going to Dublin at the end of August. Are these the Dubliners?
Yeah, whiskey in the jar.
Okay. Sure. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow? How about Barry in Santa Fe is back. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Always looking out for the show, and I don't want you guys spreading any misinformation. A little while ago, you had a caller who said that Thin Lizzy was a black Irish band. They actually are not. It's only a Phil Lynott, the lead singer and the bassist, who is. So, Dustin, stay in your lane, please.
You're kind of nitpicking there, being a show off there, Barry. Let's see. James in New Jersey. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Listen, you made millions of sports fans happy with this Irish trip. Go for Will Ferrell. Go for Jason Sudeikis. Go for Paul Rudd. Get the Wrexham guys. They may be over in Wales to watch their team. They zip across the Irish Sea. Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney. This is going to be the greatest array of guests. And you're contributing to world peace. So forget the sports Emmy.
Okay. Nobel Peace. I'm looking for something like a Pulitzer.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, something like
Hello?
are United States and Ireland up in battle?
I don't think we are.
No, I don't think there's a rift.
I don't think. We're not going to Iran. That's the next year that we might be going over there. Or Saudi Arabia doing a show over there. Well, let's see. What do we got? What could go wrong if we did that? Tim in Ohio. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Got rained out today, so I wanted to call in and congratulate you and the Danettes on the Dublin trip. That sounds like a phenomenal trip.
Yep.
My wife and I did our 25th wedding anniversary trip to Ireland and Dublin. We actually were in the Temple Bar. We sat down in a random seat. Later on, I realized it was the front window seat, and so all the tourists were taking their photos in front of that window underneath the Temple Bar sign. So that was probably the largest number of photos on social media I've ever appeared in, even though I wasn't credited on any of them.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. Yeah, Wrexham is going to be playing a couple of games in that window there. I don't know if we could get Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney. Maybe they'd like to join Will Ferrell. Well, no, I don't know if Will's joining us. I'll tell them that he is, and then I could always apologize if Will's not able to.
Maybe they'll come over.
I haven't heard from Will. I texted him about 20 minutes ago.
20 whole minutes he makes his way?
Yeah. Well, I need answers here. Yeah. Sandler's not a drinker, so I won't reach out to Sandman if he wants to join us. Maybe I can. I just don't want to guilt anybody into joining us.
And right now I'm seeing it is, let's see, a 4-hour and 32-minute drive from Wrexham to Dublin.
Okay. I'm going to guess they probably have airfare that they could take care of.
Yeah. I mean, they might.
Yeah. This day
55 minutes
this,
by plane.
Oh, it is? Okay. Or a helicopter. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple, Dan. 1939, Cleveland Municipal Stadium hosted its first night game. Tigers lost to the Indians 5-0. Mm-hmm. 1988, in Atlantic City, Mike Tyson knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds.
I was there.
More importantly, Dan, this day in Ireland history, 1890, St. George's Covered Market opened in Belfast. That was a big deal, 1890.
Yeah.
1938, Douglas Hyde inaugurated as the first president of Ireland. 1887, highest temperature ever recorded in Ireland, 33.3 Celsius. Measured at Kilkenny Castle.
What scene?
Did Twitter's asking if the last time Will Ferrell was on and we were talking about the Ireland trip, did he say he was going to invite Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't know how to pronounce her name.
Mm, that's okay. Maybe she'll go.
I think he called her Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner. Okay.
I think they drop off their kids there in the car line there.
She seems really nice. She seems like she'd be a lot of fun.
I would love to have Jennifer Garner or Jennifer Gardner too.
Either.
Jennifer Garner wants to join us. Yeah. I would love that.
Almost as fun as 1963 when President Kennedy addressed both houses of Congress over there. And then the Talation Games opened in Croke Park in 1932.
By the way, on this date in 2013, Anthony Bennett was taken number one overall, selected by the Cavaliers. He played in 151 games. He averaged 4 points per game, the lowest by any first overall draft pick in history. And he couldn't blame it on injuries. Bigger bust, though, Michael Olowokandi or Anthony Bennett?
Oh, Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
I don't think that's really close.
No? Michael Olowokandi.
I remember, Stephen A. Smith would say that. He would emphasize it. Felt like he added more syllables with Michael Olowokandi.
He had a hit list. It was him,
Slava Medvedenko.
Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
Those three he did not like.
Final results of the poll question. Can't play.
Can't go. Are you more scared of, 57% of the audience are more scared of heights than the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the audience, about 55%, also hate aluminum bats.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your contributions to this program. Let's go around the room. What we learned in the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
We're taking the show to Ireland. No doubt we'll be having the crake, which means I guess we're going to party and enjoy ourselves. No,
I think crack. It's good crack.
Crack?
Yeah, it's good
crack. C-R-A-I-C is crack.
Yeah, good crack.
We're going to be having the crake.
We'll be having the crake.
Yeah. Give me a bag full of crake.
Have your crake and eat it too.
There you go.
Are you smoking crake?
Not anymore.
No.
It's good crack. Good crack.
Yeah, good crack. Yes. Seton?
We are going to Ireland.
Oh, boy. Marv, what did you learn?
You thought Rodman's comments were goofy.
Yeah, he was trolling us. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Fritzy, stay off the creek. Yeah.
Todd, what did I learn today?
It's Picture Day Ray's 25th birthday today. Happy birthday.
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for joining us. Fun day today. Big day today. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. It's been the Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.